Urban Youth Racing School. Let's go.
My name is Nicholas Aguilar.
My name is Maya.
And I've been doing this for 6 months now. The racing school is awesome.
It's really fun, and everybody's so nice there, and they're like family.
I grew up in the hood in Southwest Philly, and I was always a racing fan. I always looked at racing as being something that I wanted to be a part of because of where I was from, I couldn't be a part of. So when I got in a position to actually be able to do something, then I decided to start this racing school.
So on stage, we've got Anthony and Michelle Martin from the Urban Youth Racing School. We've got Joe Ronca. He's the COO for Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. We've got Todd Christensen. He's the Director of Motorsports Marketing for Chevy. We've got Brandon Thompson. He is the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion for NASCAR. We've got one more video, and then we'll get to the questions. Just great stuff. Impactful efforts that are happening to have these two great organizations together here in Chicago. Greater than the sum of the parts is really, really exciting. So we've got Anthony and Michelle Martin from Urban Youth Racing School. Anthony, if you could, for people that may not be as aware of all of those things that you've done in motorsports, in racing, in Philadelphia, share a little bit about the program.
Yes, hello everyone. Extremely proud to be here today, to be honest with you. But to answer your question real fast, Dane, so we've been around now for 26 years, and we've serviced in our 26-year experience over 8,000 kids. And 99.9% of our students who are involved in our program knew nothing about motorsports. And our goal was to introduce them to this sport because this is a multi-billion dollar industry that they just didn't know anything about. So the first event we did, we actually brought 300 kids out, and we saw the reaction the kids actually had to the race cars and to the drivers and to the mechanics and everything, and we realized. So I brought out Michael Andretti. I didn't want to mention his name, but he's an IndyCar driver. So he was the first guy that I actually brought out, but we saw the response from there, and it was just absolutely tremendous. So we've been doing that for 26 years now, and our students have been pretty successful. We have about a 99% high school graduation rate and probably about a 70% college graduation rate for students who are part of our program. And we really focus really on STEM. It's funny, you know, everyone talks about STEM, and that's the quote-unquote buzzword now. But we've been doing STEM for 26 years. So now it's the coolest thing. So we're excited about that. And then I just want to say thank you to my partners, especially Chevrolet. Chevrolet has been with us for 24 years now, and that's really unheard of, to be honest with you. And if it wasn't for Chevy, we wouldn't still be here today. So thank you, Chevy. I want to thank NASCAR for being involved with this, too, and being a part of our program, too. And there's a lot of other companies that I could actually mention. I'll be here all day. But, again, I want to say thank you to especially to Chevrolet and NASCAR.
All right, you guys. So I'm Michelle Martin. I'm the COO of the Urban Youth Racing School. I've been with the school for about, 23 out of the 26 years of its existence. And to kind of piggyback off of Anthony, one of the things that we want to do and have been working towards the entire time I've been a part of the school is to make sure that our students get exposed to areas where they're not commonly allowed to be exposed to. They're normally shut out of, you know, a lot of different things. So when I met Anthony and decided that I would work with him towards that goal, it's been a goal that has, I don't think we've gotten to the point where we've achieved what we've wanted to achieve, but we're heading that way. We have students all over the place. I've had students that worked in the White House. I've had students that right now are engineers in the Navy, probably about 10 of them. We create engineers all the time. So really, at the end of the day, this is not about driving, even though that's a goal that we're working towards with our Urban Youth Racing League that's powered by NASCAR. But at the end of the day is to make sure that these students have the opportunity to be a part of the sport. And the one thing that's really, really great about this sport is that it is such a big team. You'll have one driver, right? And the chances of becoming a driver are difficult. But the opportunity to become a pit crew person, part of the engineering team, part of the corporate side, like what Chevy does, those are definitely goals that are highly attainable by the students. They just have to have the opportunity to be able to enter this world, this industry.
They have that saying, if you can make it in New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I got to think to put a motorsports program in Philadelphia is a similar thing, right? And you think, well, what do we have in common with that? And Anthony and I have talked about it a lot of times, that Philadelphia and Chicago are sister cities in a bunch of different ways. Great sports towns, not thought of traditionally as motorsports towns, right? Maybe a complicated political scene and maybe some challenges for the students. And so when we got with Mercy Home, and you think about that, 100 years, right? And as different as those cities are, a lot of the kids are facing similar challenges. We've got Joe Ronca. He's the COO for Mercy Home for Boys and Girls.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
This is an exciting opportunity for the city, for the young people of Chicago. Send my gratitude to WGN, certainly Chevrolet and NASCAR for the opportunity and the partnership we're about to embark on with the young people at the home. Having worked there for 20 years is something that I know is going to change lives. I think opportunities, exposure to industries, professions that historically they have not been able to access is a critical part of our responsibility of care. We provide the young people, and everything that happens in the classroom, being able to give them that experience on the track, I think is going to start to spark some dreams. And I told Dane the other day, I said, you know, if it ends up with the driver, awesome. But I think if there's people that see themselves on the marketing side, the engineering side, whatever that is, where they can go on and be proud of the work that they're about, that's what we're going to do together. So really grateful to have you here to the city and certainly be part of the Mercy Home family.
Great partners and great supporters over the year. We've got Todd Christensen. He's the director of marketing for Chevy Motorsports. And you think about it, you know, Anthony had mentioned they were STEM before it was a thing to do. And, you know, 20 plus years for Chevy supporting Urban Youth Racing School. Talk a little bit about that, Todd, if you could. You know, just the support, maybe the excitement to see what it is that they've done with your support. And then I got to say it as a person who covers this, I mean, kudos to Chevy for doing something for a very long time in that space.
Well, first, I appreciate all the recognition, but it's because of you two here. Michelle and Anthony make this thing go. And
well, we built the car, but you provided the gasoline.
Yeah, well, I watch what you do, and you guys make
but
it happen.
We built the car, but he definitely provided the gasoline for us. So.
No, it's quite an honor. I mean, we're first of all, he stole my line. I was going to say that you were doing STEM before STEM was cool. So,
right.
But, yeah, we're on the same track.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just it's unbelievable that we've been together for almost 25 years.
That's right.
And, you know, it's obviously racing is important to our company. It serves a lot of purposes for us. But STEM is another extremely important thing for our company. And just giving young students the visibility of what's possible out there. And I think that's just so important, whether they get into motorsports or something else. It's just important to see what's available. I don't think that anybody else is doing what you guys do. But it's been amazing and rewarding for us. And I will say just personally, when you know, you get a chance to be with the students, and I know at your end of the year banquet, when you recognize the students for all that they've done throughout the season with the karting and the curriculum and obviously how they do in school as well, and just to see them and hear their story, it makes me feel like I'm, they've got so much motivation. Like I feel like I'm sitting on the couch when I watch what they could do and what their dreams and what they're trying to achieve. So thank you for providing a pathway. And Joe, thanks for being a part of this too. I mean, it's been a lot of discussion about where do you take Philadelphia from here. So I'm so anxious and excited to see where this goes and get some exposure to your students here. And congratulations on this next step.
So absolutely. So they're my cousins. So Todd is my cousin, Alyssa's my cousin, and Jim Campbell. Because when you have a relationship for 24 years, that's family. And they're definitely family to us. Another thing I wanted to mention, too, is we're getting ready to change lives forever. I think that by exposing these kids to this particular industry, as I mentioned, the jobs that are associated with it are unbelievable. But what we found in Philadelphia is the fact that it's actually changed lives. It's changed attitudes. It's changed beliefs in oneself and things like that. So we are definitely excited about coming to Chicago and exposing the kids to the same thing that they've been doing in Philadelphia for the last 25 years.
To piggyback off of Anthony, I think to give it a big picture is that the racing school allows them and exposes them to opportunities that will give them family-sustaining wages, right? Something that they can really build their future on.
That's, I think, great to note, too, is that there are so many careers in motorsports. You know, unlike other sports, we always talk about, you know, there's a driver in victory lane and 200 people in the race shop, and there's just so many opportunities. Well, if Anthony, if he built the car and if Chevy gave him the gas, NASCAR definitely built the tracks to do it all and brought the people. We've got Brandon Thompson, who's the Vice President of NASCAR Diversity and Inclusion. So, Brandon, think about this. You know, with all of it is, and it's an entertainment business, you bring it to Chicago, all the TV ratings and the fans and all that excitement for it, and everything that you're doing in your division intentionally to kind of inspire and create opportunities for stuff like this. Talk about this happening here and having things like this through your inspiration happen organically.
Yeah, it's really been good. When I was kind of thinking about the last 20 or 25 years in the racing school's case, one of the things that stood out to me is that the school has been sort of the bridge between NASCAR and the urban core or inner city, if you will. Yes, specifically in Philadelphia, but when you talk about STEM having really been at the core of what you've been doing, it's really been the basis for a lot of our other partnerships as we move forward. And so it has certainly shown to be a model for us to follow. So relevant to Chicago, our partnership with the Chicago Public School System is literally based in and around STEM and some of those same principles. And so, yeah, the forethought, the sustainability, right, that the racing school has been able to achieve has been great. And again, it's just been a partnership for us that we're proud of that has sort of built, that we've been able to build more off of. I think the other thing that I haven't heard mentioned is that we've talked about engineering jobs and some of those types of things, but there are actually kids from the school who are working in NASCAR full time. And so I think when you see that type of impact as well, you know, now going back, I think Jason's now been at the company for almost 10 years now, right? And so, so I can remember him applying. I've been around for a couple of years, but I can remember Jason applying right out of the racing school to be a part of the program. So it's been cool to see some of the fruits to be able to come back to the office and move forward. And so I know the expansion has been, as Ty mentioned, has been something that's been a hot topic, and it's great to see it. So we appreciate Mercy Home for being able to expand that, and it's exciting for us because as we look to, you know, continue to have a footprint here in Chicago, it does so much for us. So we appreciate it.
I remember making Jason fill out the application.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and now he's a VP at NASCAR. It's just wonderful.
I mean, how exciting is that? It's one thing to be able to overcome challenges that you may have, but to have avenues and pathways for success and careers within the sport at the same time, it's super exciting. And can't tell you how excited we are to have it here in Chicago. This is just the first step, the first announcement. The roots are being planet here, and look for great things for Urban Youth Racing School, of course, Mercy Home, right here in Chicago. So, well, thank everybody for coming. And then up on the 10th floor, there's cocktails and a reception and an opportunity to talk in depth with our participants here. And appreciate everybody coming today.
Thank you.